Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Woody Freeman. And now, play ball. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Bell reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball four. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is hit by the pitch. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman catches it and throws to first to double up Duffy. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Brohmer covering, for the out. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. Brinkman moves to third. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster is hit by the pitch. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fossey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Loewenstein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Loewenstein reaches second base with a double. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Loewenstein moves to third. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0 for 0 in the game. Freeman strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Foster. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Foster, who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Taylor scores. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Loewenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer strikes out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brohmer moves to third. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brohmer scores. Chambliss moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Northrup moves to third. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. he's got two RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Kaline now playing right field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Bell reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Johnson pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is walked intentionally. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.